Okay, everybody, so we're up to Daf Nun Beis, the final Daf of our Perek. And we are going to learn the Mishnah, starting at the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Aleph, roughly a third down the Amud. And this Mishnah we already quoted in yesterday's Gemara. And the Gemara told us what the Mishnah is talking about, because the Mishnah on the surface is a little bit succinct. It doesn't give us all the details. So let's start the Mishnah. We'll try to fill in the details as we go through it. Mi sheyotza leilech. Here it says bo'ir, but the Gemara yesterday quoted it with a lamed, which lechayra makes more sense. Mi sheyotza leilech lo'ir. A person was walking towards, went out. He was traveling towards the city. Shema arvin. Here it says bo. On the side it says shema arvin lo. That one can be ma'arv to, and his friend brought him back. Who mutalelech b'chol bnei yair asurin divrei Reb Yehuda. So what is this talking about? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. It's talking about a person who apparently had some means, because he had two homes in two towns, and from one town to the other town, it's 4,000 amos. So under normal circumstances, you would not be able to walk from one house to the other house on Shabbos, because it's beyond the Tchum, beyond 2,000 amos. However, if you make an Erev in between, then you would be able to walk from one to the other. So this fellow was traveling on Erev Shabbos. He decided he wants to go to his other home on the other side, 4,000 amos away. And Vechzira Chaveira, en route, his Chavit,
Erev Shabbos.
We're talking about Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. He decided he wants to go to his other house. Vechzira Chaveira and his Chavit stopped him and said, Yankel, why don't you stay with us? We need you in our shul. We don't have a minion to Shvach. Please stay here. Don't go to the other place. The Gemara later on will give the reason why he told him to stop, was because he said, it's a cold day or it's a hot day. If you're going to go and travel, you're going to be all sweated up when you get to the other side, or you're going to be frozen. Why are you traveling? Anyway, Lemaisa, he was sufficiently persuasive that Yankel went home back to where he started off from. Now, the Mishnah doesn't tell us, but Rashi says that the Mishnah relies on the prior Mishnah, and that is that this Yankel who was going on the way to go to his second home, although he was convinced Taka to go home, but he made a statement at this point that Shvisasi b'mokim plaini, that I do want my Erev to be Chal in the midway mark between the first town and the second town. The Mishnah doesn't mention a word about it. The Mishnah is totally silent. But Rashi says that's al korcha the pshat.
But then it's pshita.
No, well, we'll soon see. We'll see. I'm in about to say. So what happened?
He wasn't there at this spot.
Okay.
He recognized
exactly.
It's not like until now.
Atazoy zayigit. It's nochmo. He was en route. He was going towards the other city. He did not reach the midway point. However, he did say, Shvisasi b'mokam ploini, I want my Shvisa to be there at the midway point. So that, although I'm not going to go there now, because Yankel, my friend has convinced me not to go, so I'm going home. It's like too cold and too hot. But tomorrow I want to be able to go. And therefore he said, Shvisasi b'mokam ploini, midway, so he should be able to go and travel there tomorrow. Now travel to walk there tomorrow. So again, Mishiyotza Levech Liir Shima'arvin Lo, a person that was en route to go to another city to which he would not be able to get there Stamazai. He can only get there if he made an Erev. Bechzira Chaveroi, and his friend convinced him to go home and not to continue walking on Erev Shabbos, and now Shabbos morning he does want to go to the other town, the other city. Who mutalelech? He will be able to go to that other town. B'chol bnei yair asurim, but all the other people in town will not be able to go. Now, obviously, it must be talking about that they also said shvisasi b'mokam ploini. Because if they didn't go and make a shvisa on that mokam ploini, then v'shteitzach they are osir. So what is the pshat in the Mishnah? Pshat in the Mishnah is to reinforce what we learned yesterday. that this heter of saying shvisasi b'makom pliny, even though the person is not there, we're not talking about shvisasi b'makom pliny. Shvisasi b'makom pliny means that a person is in one spot and he says, "Oh, I want my kinyan shvisa to be chal on another spot." Now, this is a tremendous chiddush, because throughout our mesechta we've always learned until now that there are two ways of making an erev. One way is to get to that space and be ma'arev b'raglov. In other words, erev Shabbos, he wants to make his erev in a particular place. He has to walk out to that place and say, "Rabbi, say do bin ich. This is my makom shvisa for Shabbos," and then he can go home, and that will be his makom. He has to say that, of course, b'nei shmoshes time. B'nei shmoshes time. I'm here. I'm putting up my flag here. This is where I'm staying. That's his koine shvisa. Or he doesn't even have to go out on his own. He can send the shliach with two sudais and say, "Take the two sudais, plant them over there, put them in a nice place and nobody should take them. As long as they're there during the Benish Moshe's time, vayti his koine shvisa." So that's ma'arev b'raglav or ma'arev b'pas. What we learned yesterday is that according to Reb Yehuda, you could even do a shvisa b'mokim ploini, meaning that he's not there, he was not ma'ar b'raglav, he never reached that point, he didn't say send over any su'dais, but rather he said, "You know where that midline is, that's where the famous tree is, that tree which is so choshev that it supports another tree, or that it gives enough income to go and pay all the taxes for the fellow for that year," like Gemara said yesterday. But the point is, a choshev tree, or a choshev geder, and he said, "I want my shvisa to be mamakom ploini." Rabbi Yehuda says it works. But even Rabbi Yehuda that says it works, said Rav Nachman yesterday, only for an oni and not for an osher. Now, we think of oni and osher means a poor guy and a rich guy. However, Rashi says repeatedly throughout the sugya that oni means a traveler and osher is someone who is at home. Meaning that if you have somebody who is traveling on Erev Shabbos, and then he gets stuck, and he cannot reach his own hometown. However, he sees that from where he is, there's 4,000 amis to his hometown. And he knows that in between where he is standing and between his hometown, there is a nice tree or a geder which he recognizes, which is 2,000 amis away. What he can do is say, "I don't want my shvisa to be here where I am standing. I want it to be mokom ploini 2,000 amis away, so that tomorrow or tonight I'll be able to walk all the way home, because my aid of my mokom shvisa is not going to be where I'm here, but under that tree, and then from there I'll be able to go 2,000 amas further, and everything will be fine."
Means nitzrach.
I'm sorry?
He has a need.
In need, it's extenuating circumstances. But what happens if a person is sitting in his living room, and he says, "I want to be able to travel tomorrow to the other town, and I know that between my town and the other town, there's that famous tree there in the middle, and I want to be koine shvisa under that tree." Says Reb Nachman, Aliba de Rameir, and Reb Yehuda, that everybody would agree that shvisas makom ploini is only for an oni and not for an osher. So if you're sitting at home and saying, "I want my shvisa to be there," forget about it. It's worthless. What you have to do is you have to either be ma'ar b'raglav, actually walk out there, or put your sudas down. Rav Chizkiya, by the way, disagrees, but that's why the Gemara learned like Reb Nachman. Right.
I was wondering why you didn't say what Rashi says, that he didn't even say anything. Is there a reason or my
I'll right tell you here? Exactly the reason why I didn't say that. The reason is because later on, if you go down to Rashi, the Lishna Achrina, about 6-7 lines.
So we're going to talk about it later. That's good enough for me.
No, it's more than that. Rashi goes through the whole sugi again, and he rejects the first pshat. The first pshat that you just learned now, which says that he didn't have to say klum, Rashi says, "Koneh Zayin." And then he goes down for about 10 lines and he says, he changes the whole pshat in the Gemara.
Because that way would have explained what's the need of the Mishnah.
Exactly. Anyway, what's up there? Right.
This monofshach.
Yeah.
Why are the bnei even a different status than he is?
Very good. So the way the Gemara learned pshat yesterday, if you remember, the Gemara asked that yesterday. Vavina ba maishno ihu u maishno inhu. That was the Gemara in the Umad Beis. The Gemara says, "Enafkimina is because he is en route. He is a traveler, what the Gemara calls an ani. All the other people at home, they are in their living room, they are in their study, they are learning the daf, or it's Erev Shabbos, they're going over Shnai Mikvech HaTargim, or the Arachayim HaKudosh, etc. They are learning at home. Now the person, because he's learning and he doesn't have enough time, he doesn't want to go all the way out to Mokum Ploini. So he says, Shvisasi Mokum Ploini, I want my Shvisa to be there. Zok the Mishnah, you can stand on your head. If you want to go and make a shvisa over there, either be ma'ar baraglov or send the shliach mitpas. But to go and stand, to sit at home and say, I want my shvisa to be there, this is gunish vet. That you have to actually go. So then why, for this fellow, does it work? Because this person was en route. He actually was yotza leilech. Yotza leilech, that's what we call the ani. He has the right to go and say shvisasim emok and ploini because of typically the extenuating circumstances involving a traveler on Erev Shabbos.
A person sitting in the living room packed up with the valises never ready to leave, you want to say that he has no intention of going?
Rabbi Cohen says a very, very good point. Rabbi Cohen says, what happens if in fact the person has not actually left, but he's planning to leave? Whether that's also deemed to be that he is an oni, that he's traveling. The point that you're making is not addressed in our Mishnah, but we're going to have that in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is going to quote Rabbi Cohen that even if he didn't leave, but he was planning to leave, that that's also sufficient. We're going to get to that Mirchim shortly in the Gemara. Thank you for introducing that to us.
The double shalom is reversed. I'm supposed to tell you that I saw someplace else, not the somebody else.
But you didn't, okay, so saying it from yourself.
It's reversed.
Okay, anyway, so this is Rabbi Yehuda. So, once again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can say Shvisasim or complaining, but you have to be en route. You cannot say it from your living room. If you are traveling, you say Shvisasim or complaining. It works, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir Oimer, Koshu Yochel Li Arev Loi Irev Harize Chamer Gamel. Oh, the famous Chamer Gamel that we've had until now. Remeir says, no, Shvisasim Mokum Ploini will not be effective in this case. Why won't it be effective in this case? So the way we learned in the Gemara yesterday, according to Reb Nachman, the Shvisasim Mokum Ploini Dibri Hakol Oni in Osher Loi, Remeir holds that stavke, if a person was previously traveling on Erev Shabbos, he was coming from another city because he had a meeting, a closing, a visit, and now he's rushing back home, and he gets stuck midway, thus a sarani. But a person that is home, and now he wants to travel from one city to go to the other city, and then when he's en route, his chava tells him, no, why don't you go home? Don't bother going there. It's so cold outside. It's so hot outside. Don't go. That is not called an ani. Why? Because he wasn't a person that was stuck en route and he's trying to get home. Shvisasim mokum ploini. You're trying to give him an aitza lechatchila. Mister, you want to be able to shvisasim mokum ploini? Go and walk a little bit. Once you'll be en route, you'll be able to say shvisasim mokum ploini. Now, that doesn't work according to the mayor. According to the mayor, if you are leaving home, take with you either good walking shoes and walk there, or take along your pass and put your pass there. But to go and start off, walk a short distance and say shvisasim mokum ploini, says the mayor, that just doesn't work. So therefore, since this person tried to make an Erev and it didn't work, says Remeir, now you're stuck. What means that you're stuck? You'll only be able to go altogether 2,000 amas from your home until the Erev that you wanted to make. You will not be able to go beyond that Erev because the Erev is not effective. You'll also not be able to go behind you 2,000 amas because your intention was not to be shoivis at home, but to be shoivis 2,000 amas from here. So therefore you get stuck. You're in this tug of war. Can you go here? Can you go there? And the answer is no. You can only go 2,000 amas altogether from your home to where you wanted to make the shvisa. You won't be able to go back 2,000, and you won't be able to go beyond that another 2,000. That's a Chamer Gamel. We'll talk about that more on the Amid Beis. Anyway, start seeing one. Nochemul, we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah that someone who is en route and his chaver told him go home and he goes home, he mutter leilach, the next morning he can go, all the bnei Yair cannot go. Freiti mora maishna ihu umaishna inhu. What's the difference between he and everybody else? Amarav huna hachmaiskinik egon sheish lo shnei batim. He has two homes. Ubeneim shnei tchumi shabbos. To get there, he has to go 4,000 amos. Two tchums. Each tchum is 2,000. 4,000 amos. However, he cannot go there 4,000 amas on a regular Shabbos because that's beyond the tchum. Aha. Now, he really wanted to go all the way to the other home. He didn't want to stay in his home number one. He's going Erev Shabbos to go to home number two. Ihu, kimin de nofek levi archa, since he is en route and he has already started traveling, now he gets imbued with the name, he gets impressed with the name Ani, Havali Ani. Once he's an Ani, we learned in the Gemara yesterday that an Ani does have the right to say Shmi Sasi B'makom Ploini, and it is effective. However, Bahani, but all those other guys, Ashirinu, they are wealthy. Since they're wealthy, they never left their home. Now, we don't mean wealthy in the form of that they're multimillionaires. We just mean that they're people that are not traveling en route. They are at home. Since they're at home, the Chachamim said, according to Reb Meir and according to Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Nachman, that everybody agrees, Shivisasim Makom Ploini only works for an Ani, not for an Ashir. These guys, they wanted to stay at home and say, Shivisasim Makom Ploini, it does not work. Tan Hamihachi Ataka Rai from a Braisa, where the Braisa says the same thing, Mishish Lishne Batim, Ubanesh Netchumi Shabbos, Kim Shechzik Baderech, as soon as he started traveling a bit on the road, Kona Erev, and he says, Shvisasi B'makom Ploini, he is Koina according to Divrei Reb Yehuda. But that's only because he was Hechzik Baderech and he has the status of an Ani. But now we get to Rabbi Cohen's very important fundamental point that he was making whilst we were learning the Mishnah, that Yeser Al Kain Omer Reb Yoyis Reb Yehuda, Afilu Mitzorech HaVeiroi V'Omar Loi Lin Poi. Now, the Gemara doesn't say clearly what's this Afilu Mitzorech HaVeiroi. That's after all the case in the Mishnah of the Chzirei HaVeiroi. So Rashi adds the few missing words. Even if he is about to leave his home and he hasn't left yet, but he has, as Rabbi Cohen said, he packed his suitcases and you see that he is ready to travel.
It's also considered Mishiyat Saladeh.
Atazoi! Mitzoy Chaver is Chaber found that before he actually left, he already put his coat on, he already has his beautiful silver cane, and he's getting ready to go, but he hasn't left yet. The Omoloi in his Chaber says, why do you have to go? Come on, it's so cold outside, it's so hot outside. Lin Poi, sleep here. Eis Chamus is heiss, Eis Tinus is cold. And this fellow says, Shvisasi B'makom Ploini, even though normally if you're at home, you're an usher, and therefore it doesn't work, here, L'machar Mashke B'Hoylech, because that's the Yeser Al Kain of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see in a moment there'll be a machloikus between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, how we understand that. But the Pashup Pshat is that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that he planned to leave, even though ultimately he didn't leave, that's already enough to be called an Ani Baderech, and therefore he's allowed to say Shvisasi B'makom Ploini. But now,
when is he saying this Shvisasi B'makom Ploini?
When does he say that? Everything is Friday. Friday before this man before.
So he can say it.
He can say it. Right.
Well,
he's saying before.
It's all over.
Before Benish Moshes. Anyway, getting back to the Morris, and now in the with this Braisa which we just learned now. Where Rabbi Yehuda says that you are machzik baderech, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that even if he is still at home, but his chava said, don't leave, it's cold outside, it's hot outside. So we learn pshat according to Rabbah, but as we'll see, that there's a machloikah between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, how we learn this machloikah. It's Umar Rabbah. Loimar kuliyam loy peligi ditzarech. Rabbah says, and this is where Rashi later on in the Lishna Achrona says, that's why he changes his pshat from the pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbah says, Akuli Alma, everybody agrees, everybody meaning both Reb Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda, both agree that you have to make a statement that Shvisasi B'makom Ploini, I want my Shvisa to be underneath that famous tree which is midway between this town and the other town. Everybody agrees you have to say something.
Tzorech Loimar.
Tzorech Loimar. Everybody agrees that you have to say Loimar. Kuliyam Loi Pligi Tzorech. Ki Pligi is what's the machlok? Is Lehachzik. Lahachzik means does he already have to be muchzak baderech? In other words, he actually started walking, which is the Tanakama, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's our Mishnah. Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if he wasn't Hechzik baderach. The reason why the Gemara uses the expression kiplig lahechzik, because if you look back in the Braisa, it says mishiyesh lishnei batim kimeshe hechzik baderach. So this doesn't mean like a chazaka of 3 years or anything like that. Lahechzik means that he's already on route. Where according to Behuda, you are only an ani if you're actually walking and traveling from your town to the other town, even though you changed your mind midstream because it's too hot, too cold. Fine, but at least you're walking heishan and ani. Therefore, you are entitled to this special Shibisasa Mukhabai.
Manishi walking.
Erev Shabbos Kodesh.
So, but he goes home, Manishi sleeping.
Initially, his kavana was, he lives over here in New York, and he was walking to Newark, New Jersey.
And he reaches his home Friday?
No, wait a minute. He was walking en route. He wanted to go to another town, which is 4,000 amas away.
He has a home there.
He wants to go there for Shabbos. Okay, he's walking. He's already traveled 10 minutes. En route, whilst he's traveling, his chava sees him and says, Yanko, where are you going? Okay. He says, I'm going to my second house. You're crazy. I've been traveling now for the last half hour. I'm frozen. This is gefährlich. Or, it's very, very hot. You can see I'm sweating bullets. Go home. Mr. Guy Morgan, I listened to the weather report. It's going to be much cooler tomorrow, much warmer tomorrow. Rather go tomorrow. Don't go today. Okay? Maskim. I'm making my shvisa in that mid-root under the groisa tree over there, because otherwise I won't be able to go tomorrow. See, take a guy to Heim, to his original house, and Esther, the Frati Tzenachs, the ganze Mulzat, and Mach Kiddush, and Mezing Zmiris, and Zetzelt Ivdis, and Tzadikim, and a guy Shlufin, and the next morning he decides he's going to go davening to the Hashkuma Minyan, but not in our town, he's going to go and walk to the other town. How is he able to go? Because he made an Erev. What was his Erev? He wasn't Ma'ar Baraglav. He never got there, and he never put away his pass. But because he was traveling en route, said the Gemara yesterday, he's called an Oni, and an Oni can say, Shvisasim Mokam Plaini.
So this started to walk home is Friday night.
Everything until Friday before Shabbos.
Even before Shabbos.
Everything before Shabbos. Before Shabbos. Also before Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda goes one step further. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, even if he never left his doorway, he is still at home, and he intended going, and then he gets a call on the telephone, they tell him, Yanko, where are you going now? I intend going to my other home over there because I want to be there for Shabbos. Are you nuts? You know how cold it is outside. You haven't been outside yet, but there's started snowing. They're already 3 inches. By the time you reach the other town, they're going to be 12 inches on the ground. You'll be fafrun. Or he's telling you, you don't know how hot it is. Stay home, don't go. So he says, fine, I'm not going to go, but I want my koinish shvisa to be underneath that tree. So anybody else who had no plans to go, he's an usher, he would not be able to say that, according to everyone. However, according to Yosef Yehuda, since this fellow was planning, he was in midst of going, like Rabbi Cohen said before, he already packed his pekelach, he was already putting his coat on, he's ready to go, and he was convinced at the last moment not to go. That's already enough, but of course he still has to say that, like Rabbi said, Loimar Kuliamale Pligatzarach, he has to say those magic words, Shivisasim Makaplaini, I want my Shemisa to be underneath that tree. So even though he was not Machzik Baderach, it still works according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Poshim Pshat, the Braisa like Rabbi learned. Rabbi Yosef, however, learned a little bit differently. Yosef Omar, Lahachzik the Kuliamale Pligi the Tzarach. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda hold just the opposite. Both of them hold that you have to be en route. You cannot be at home. You have to be en route.
Even if you plan.
Planning is not enough. You got to be actually walking outside. Kipligi loimat. Now, in the Lashon of Brisa is not mashma like that, because if you look at the Lashon of Brisa, going back again, Tanya nami hochi, mishiyesh lo shnei batim, 6-7 lines after the Mishnah. Mishiyesh lo shnei batim, v'berei, mishnei tchumi Shabbos. Kimen shehechzik baderech, kona erev, div Rebbe Yehuda. Yes, l'kein am Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, afil mitzoy chaveiroi, v'yomalei l'npoi, eischami, l'mocher mashkim. So you don't see anything about Rebbe Yosef Yehuda saying that he was also machzik baderech. However, learn the Meforshim Pshat in this Braisa that according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda, he was machzik in the sense that he was already beyond the city limits and he was already within the 2,000 amis of the Tchum Shabbos. That's the Hechzik Baderach. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, even if he was still within the city limits and he didn't get to his first Amma of the 2,000 Ammas. Here in New York, you could walk for miles before you start getting close to your Tchum Shabbos. Ah, so that's the Machloikis. Both of them agree you have to be walking, traveling, going, moving, because you have to be an Ani. So what's the Machloikis? The Machloikis is, do you have to say Shvisasim Amokim Ploini or not? That according to the Tanakhama, that is according to Yehuda, yes, you do have to say a declaration Shvisasim Amokim Ploini. Not only do I am I walking, but I am saying. Well, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you don't have to say it. What do you mean you don't have to say it? Yeah, but Rashi is talking according to Yehuda in the Mishnah.
I understand.
Yeah, so Rashi says later on, the reason why you could say that pshat in the Mishnah, that he actually said it, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, is because this Mishnah relies on the previous Mishnah. When the previous Mishnah said that he was traveling, and he says, Shvisasi tachas geder there, or tachas ilan, beikra shalilan, so there he said it befeidish. So here, Rabbeinu HaKadosh figured you remembered what it said in that Mishnah, and remember, we only added the Gemara later on in the times of Rabbeinu Ravashi, but in the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, one after the other. So you don't have to repeat every single word. So it's as if it says in befeidish that he said, he's Shvisasi, not complaining. What the Braisa says is, so Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, no, you don't need to come on to saying it. As long as you were machzik baderach, you showed your kavana that you wanted to go to the other city. That the only reason why you changed your mind is because the other guy told you it's too cold and too hot, and that's why you came back. So therefore it's implicit that you wanted to go to the other place. So you don't have to say befeirish, shvisasim makablani. We will assume from your actions, and action speaks louder than words, we'll assume from your action that you do want to be in that other place. You just didn't go because the guy told you it's too cold, it's too hot. Fine! I'll go tomorrow. So tomorrow you can go, even without saying it explicitly. We look at his das that it was implicit. But it has to be that he walked, that he went.
If he wants to get to the other city, by definition, he must have to.
Otherwise,
he couldn't
get.
He definitely wants to go there, so we know. It's Keilu, he said it.
Exactly.
So we don't say Mechshuva Kamasim, because sometimes it's Mechshuva Kamasim.
It's not Mechshuva, it's more than a Mechshuva, it's a Masim.
Mechshuva Nikr B'toch Maaseh.
Ah, very good. Mechshuva Nikr B'toch Maaseh. By the fact that he started walking, he showed his mashavuah. Exactly. So that's how Rabbi Yosef learns. Everybody agrees that you have to be en route. If you're still at home putting on your coat, that's not enough. Keep ligi loimar. The question is, do you have to say? Don't you have to say? And the way Rashi learns pshat, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do have to say. Ah, he doesn't say a word about it. We're relying on the previous Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda said, where the Mishnah said that he actually said it. Rabbi Yehuda said, even without saying it, as long as you are machzik baderech, is enough. Okay, Zuchimor Kiman Azla Hodi Omer Ula. Now Ula, who was again an Amoira, he also interpreted this Gemara and he said halacha. Who is Ula following? Is he following Rabba or Rav Yosef Shad? What did Ula say? Misha Hechzik Baderech, a person was en route. Bechzira Chaveris, Chaver stopped him and he said, it's too cold, it's too hot, go home. Hariu Muchzer or Muchzik? He's considered to be both a returnee, as if he's returned home, and he's also considered to be a Machzik Baderech. Now that sounds very strange. By saying that he is muhsir, that means to say, it's as if he's still at home. If he's still back at home, then he's an asher. If he's an asher, then he's not machzik baderach, because he's home, right?
You
can't be both. You're either at home or you're traveling. You can't be both traveling and at home at the same time. You can plan to travel, but you can't be traveling in the snow and still be in your living room. That doesn't make sense. So he muchzik lama muchzik, he muchzik lama muchzik. So Timur Hachi Kama, what Ula meant to say is, Aval Pisha Muchzik, even though he has now returned home, and therefore I might think he should have the status of an Ashir, and therefore he shouldn't be able to say Shvisas and Malkam Ploini, the answer is Muchzik. As long as he started walking, that's already enough, even though he ultimately went home. So all you have to do is being machzik. You have to be muchzik. See more. Come on, Ki Rabbi Yosef Aflibe Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That it's not key to what he says. It's key his actions, his being machzik baderach. So as long as Misha hefzik baderach, he started walking, he started traveling, even though he changed his mind because somebody told him it's cold, it's hot, and he goes home.
Why do you have somebody to tell him? He just changed his mind. Why is it
important? I think you're right, Kaba. I think you're right. I think the Gemara is just trying to give you a normal orcha de milzer. Orcha de milzer, Ketani. Because normally if a person already has on a shtivel and he has this, as a guy trying to chavatafun. But then somebody tells him, listen, mister, you've only been traveling 5 minutes. I've been traveling for the last hour. In the other town, it's even colder than here, and there it's people are sweating. You're right. Anyway, so Gemara tells us now a story, and we'll try to figure out who the story goes in accordance with. Rav Yehuda bar Ishtisa, Rashi says Ishtisa was his name, Rav Yehuda the son of Ishtisa, Aisile Kalkola de Peiri, Le Rav Nosem bar Oishia. It was Erev Shabbos, and he brought a basket of fruit for a present from Nosem bar Oishia. Kiav Ozel, when he is leaving, Shavke, he let him go, Ad Noches Darga, until he walked down one step. In other words, apparently Rav Nosem bar Oishia lived on the second floor, or higher, and now Rav Yehuda bar Ishtisa is going home. So Rav Nosem bar Oishia waited until he went one step down. Once he went one step down, Omalei told him, Bisocha, I want you to go and stay over with me tonight, because you don't know, I just heard the weather report, it's soon going to start snowing, it's going to be cold, or it's going to be very hot. Why don't you, Bisocha, why don't you stay here? Lamachar, the next day, Kodem Ozel, he got up and he went back to his home, even though it was beyond the Tchum Shabbos. Nevertheless, we hold that he was able to return home.
Even though he said nothing.
So the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, since on the Omen Aleph we didn't mention a word about his saying Shvi Sasi B'Makom Ploini, all he did was he was Machzik Baderach. How was he Machzik Baderach? He didn't even go out in the street, but at least he went down one step. That's the Chiddush. That's enough for our purposes. Keman Rav Yosef, Valid Rav Yosef Yehuda. It's like Rav Yosef learned, like Rav Yosef Yehuda. All you need to do is do a shtickle action of going, because remember, Rabbi Yosef said kuli alma moide, that you have to be machzik baderech, but you don't have to be machzik baderech a quarter of the way. Even just one step is enough. Or like Rabbi Cohen said, he has his peklach all packed and he's ready to go. But you see, from this story, he's talking about at least he went one step, but he didn't say anything, and that's enough. Lemacher hishkim, and he went. So you see, lechoyra aray from this mas, like Rabbi Yosef, leave Rabbi Yosef, you don't have to say anything. All you have to do is go. Everything malai. No, you have no right. It could be it's talking like a rabba. And it's talking about that he did say, aye, the Gemara didn't mention it. Okay, the Gemara left out a couple of important details, if you want, ikachusim and a seifa. But Lamaisa, it was talking about that he did say, and therefore, that's why the next day he was able to go, because he was both machzik, and he was loimar, and he said, just like Rabba said, a leader of Yehuda, remember, Rabba, leader of Yehuda, you have to say both, you have to both go and say, or according to Rabba, the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you only have to go, you only have to say, you don't even have to go. Anyway, getting on to that was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Now we come to the mayor of our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Oyma Koshi Yochel Arif. What means Koshi Yochel Arif? Rabbi Meir holds that I agree with you in the prior Mishnah, that if the person is a traveler who has been trying his best to get home, and unfortunately he sees it's Misha Choshcha Baderach, Sivet Choshech, he's not going to be able to get home in time. If you remember, we learned Rava said yesterday, but if he would run, he would at least be able to get to his Mokum Shvisa. Then he has the right to say Shvisa Sosu Mokum Ploini, he is the classic Oni. However, in our case, this person was home on Erev Shabbos. He decided he wants to go from his house to his other home in another town, 4,000 Amos away. So you want to do that, and you want to make an Erev, says Rameir, under those circumstances, either be Ma'arev Baraglov, or go and put down the pass, but to go and leave your home, start traveling without getting there, and without putting down a pass, and say, Shvisasama Kaplaini, does Gaitnish, he's not considered an Oni, he's considered to be an Usher under these circumstances. So what's his status? Since his Shvisama Kaplaini didn't work, that Erev was no good. And since he was Megala Das, that he doesn't want that his Shvisa should be at home. He wanted his Shvisa to be somewhere else. Therefore, he becomes a Chamer Gamel, and he only gets the 2,000 Amos in between. So Frank Timara, Hatanina Chodazimah, didn't we already learn this famous sin of the Chamer Gamel? That by Safik, Ramei Reviewed Oimim, Harizeh Chamer Gamel, if you're not sure. Now, what was this Safik case? The Safik case, remember, we had an earlier Mishnah, where they took out the two Sudois and they put it down a half an hour before Ben Ishmoshes. They put it down on the spot of where he wanted to make his Erev. And then they come back that night or the next morning and they find that the Erev is either not there at all, these two Sudas are Nelam or Nisraf, or they in fact see it, but they see that it rolled 20 feet away. It's out of the four Amis of where he originally put it down. And now he's thinking to himself, but when did this happen? Did this happen before Ben Ishmoshes? Or did it happen after Ben Ishmoshes? If it happened before Ben Ishmoshes, then the Erev is not effective. So therefore he goes home and he has his regular. If this happened to Ben Ishmoshes, then clearly the Erev was effective. Because Bishas Ben Ishmoshes, it was there, and it was alive and kicking. Not really, but the point is that it was still in existence, and it was not decimated, or Nelam, or Nisgalgal. It was there. The question is, but he doesn't know when this occurred. If it happened before Ben Ishmoshes, after Ben Ishmoshes, so we had a Safik, that may have even Oimim Harizeh Chamer Gamel. So we already have the concept of Chamer Gamel. What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Omer of Sheshet Loi Teim Etam Der Meir Safik Irev, Safik Loi Irev, Hu Dehava Chamer Gamel, Al Vade Loi Irev Loi Hava Chamer Gamel, El Afil Vade Loi Irev Hava Chamer Gamel, Tohocha Vade Loi Irev Deko Hava Chamer Gamel. So Rav Sheshes tells you, our Mishnah tells you a big chiddush. What's the big chiddush? In that case over there, we don't know whether there was an Erev effective at the time of Ben Ishmoshes. I know that there was an Erev there half an hour before Ben Ishmoshes. I know that there was no Erev there half an hour after Ben Ishmoshes. But during that twilight zone of Ben Ishmoshes, it's a mystery. Was it there? Wasn't it there? Abba Chasavik, Chamer Gamel. Over here, according to Meir, this Erev is not effective. This Erev of saying Shvisasi b'makom ployni, says Rameir, is gu nishvet. It's worthless. Why? Because he is not considered to be an ani. He's considered to be an usher. You're not talking about a person that was stuck in traffic a half an hour before. You're talking about a person that left his house willingly when he was an usher in his living room. He started traveling from his home to the other home. You want to make an Erev, either be ma'arav baraglav, get there, or put down your pass there. But to go and say, midstream, I'm going to go home, it's too cold, it's too hot, and then say, but I want my shvisa to be over there. You can't do that according to Ramey. So according to Ramey, the Erev is absolutely not effective. So I would have thought then that what Tchum Shabbos does he have? His regular, normal Tchum, like usual, like every single Shabbos? No. Since his intention was to be Oker his Shvisa from his home, and to put it over there in Mama complaining, and it didn't work. So now he's a Chamer Gamel, because neither does he have his regular Shvisa at home, nor does he have his Shvisa by the ineffective Erev, and therefore says Rav Sheshes, the Chiddush of our Gemara is even a Vaday case, not a Safi case. It's the Gabba Balam straight.
We are hitting him twice. The Erev is no good on one side.
From beide Seiten. This is the Chiddush for Rameir. I know you're not happy. We pass with Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we already had before. So you don't have to worry.
So the Erev is no good, at least leave him what he had.
Rabbi Yehuda, that if the Erev is no good, then he would have at least from his home. Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch Shem, holds that the Erev is good. But Lameisa, according to Rameir, since he intended... I don't know if it's class. He intended, he didn't want, he made a statement, I don't want my Shvisa to be here, no, I want my Shvisa to be over there. So it's not as if we told him he only has four Amos, that he is homeless, that he has no Shvisa whatsoever. He has a Sofik Dika Shvisa at this point. His Erev was ineffective 2,000 Amos away, but he wanted to be Oike Shvisa from where he was, so we give him 2,000 Amos. 2,000 Amos, also a nice distance, you know.
Not only, exactly.
From his home to where he wanted to make the Erev, which was not effective, he still gets it. 2,000. Anyway, this is the case of our Gemara Nochamot. So So we ask, isn't this just a repetition? Or Rashi says, no, because lo yitei b'tam adam yosav savigir savigli who da becham agamol avavada lo yirav. In the case of our mishnah where the erev certainly does not work according to the meyer, lo yhav becham agamol elafilu vada lo yirav ulz is becham agamol the hocha vada lo yirav. The meyer holds it did not work; it was not effective. Because becham agamol, that's the chiddush of our mishnah. Next mishnah is we more vayte. We had this already before. Mishi yotz chutz tchum, a person who left the tchum. Barshim Shad is talking about that he did it. The mezit says Rashi, umidas. He knew, he saw the sign there, ad kan tchum Shabbos, and he decided to walk another amma. Anyway, he went beyond the tchum. Mishi yotz chutz tchum, afil amma achas lo yikones. You want it to be as a obechuchem. You want to go beyond the tchum. Gzin tahait. You want one amma. You're stuck outside your tchum, you cannot go back. Now he wants to do chiva. Yeah,
I know he wants to follow the halucha.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to.
Whatever. Exactly. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, up to shtayim yikonis. Even two amas, you can go back. Shlolish lo yikonis. Why does Rebbe Lezer hold two amas? We had this already in the Gemara before. Because a person has four amas all together, and he is standing be'emtzo'on in the middle of the four amas. So therefore, if he is two amas outside of the tchum, he has two amas in all directions. So within two amas, it's got to be and there was 1.99. If he was totally out two amas, he'd be stuck. We're talking about it's only two amas. Well, the Gemara is going to talk shortly inside two, outside two, about the mazay. Anyway, that's machloek is one amma or even two amas according to bless. Amr Reb Chanina. Ragli achas toicha tchum, v'ragli achas chutz tchum. It's a Rabbi Yirmiyah type of situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the person is 1 foot outside, 1 foot inside. Balta design. He has 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Lo yikones, he is stuck. He can no longer go back. You cannot go back. You're stuck. Why? Dechsib said the pasuk. Im toshiv mishabos raglecha asuys chafatzecha biyem kochi v'kiros l'shabos oynik l'ktoish Hashem mechubad v'chibadotam yasis rechecha m'mtoy chafzecha v'dabir dover. This is a very famous pasuk which we've darshened a number of times, especially back in Masech to Shabbos l'gabi m'mtoy chafzecha v'dabir dover shelo yehi diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel choyl, etc., etc., etc. Good. Anyway, what is our pasuk telling you? This pasuk is telling you, im toshiv, you should refrain on Shabbos raglecha from going beyond the tchum. Now, the word raglecha, which is the way we pronounce it, raglecha, is spelled without an extra yud at the end. So, therefore, in a sense, it's like a creek sieve, not mamish, because you can read raglecha just with the segol under the lamed. But the Gemara assumes that if you want to really, really pronounce it raglecha, it should be with a yud at the end, raglecha. But the mice, it doesn't have that yud, and therefore you could read it raglecha. Therefore, Zokti Gemara, since you could read raglecha ksiv, and what the pasuk is telling you is that once you have just one regel outside the tchum, you've already been over, you violated this pasuk. Because the pasuk is saying, im toshiv mi Shabbos raglecha, make sure in Shabbos to refrain from having your regel go outside the tchum. One regel went out, lo yikonais, you cannot go back. Right, Gemara Batani, but have another braise. It says, "Ragli achas b'teicha tchum, v'ragli achas chutz tchum." Yikonis, you are allowed to go back. Just the opposite of what Reb Chanina just said. Every more hamani achirim. That price it goes according to achirim. Who achirim? The sani achirim oimrim lamokib sheruboy who niskar, where roiv of the person's body is, that determines where he is. Since he's only 1 foot out the door, 1 foot outside of the tchum, that means that most of his body is still within the tchum. We go busted the roiv of the body within the tchum, and therefore the chayim.
With the body.
Yeah. Sukkah,
like
we
learned
Rosh
Rubo. So here too, Rubai over here is still within the earlier amma within the tchum. It's just he started walking, put 1 foot down outside the tchum, but most of his body is still there. Therefore, says Achirim, we go. That's why Yikonis is allowed to go and return. However, Reb Chanina says we don't hold like Achirim, and we hold that you cannot return. Ikad Yamri, there's another version. Omer Reb Chanina, we saw Reb Chanina again. Ragli achas b'teich atchum, ragli achas chud l'tchum. Yikonis, you are allowed to go back. Why? Dechsiv im toshiv Mishabos raglecha, raglecha karinan, even though it's spelled without a yud, but lamaisa we read it with a yud. And if you read it with a yud, raglecha means 2 feet. The Torah is telling you, make sure to refrain from having both feet outside the tchum on Shabbos. Ah, but if you only have 1 foot outside, then okay, then you liyakonis. But I have another bite that says you should not go back. Reb Chanina holds like Achayrim. Disani lamokishiru bayhun niskar. Both Reb Chanina and Achayrim both hold that as long as you have roiv in one place, then you can go back into your original place. So according to the second lashon, not that it's a machloikis Reb Chanina and Achayrim, but Reb Chanina and Achayrim both agree that as long as it's only one leg, yikonis, you can go and return, because the pasuk only is admonishing you not from having both raglayim outside, but if you have only one regal outside, you can return to your original tchum.
So according to the Gemara at the beginning, he'd have to sit a whole Shabbos like that, 1 foot here and 1 foot there. According to the
Havmina, I don't know. It could be you can go out up to four amas. I mean, once
you don't hold the 2 amas,
we'll cover up brios.
Maybe
we're assuming that if a person doesn't have to go to the bottom, he has to go to the bottom and he can go back in. But until that point, lechoyra, if you tell him lo yikones, that means he's stuck outside the tchum. If he's outside the tchum, he can go and put the other foot, and then he'd have the 4 amas.
The basagufa gredis is the same thing. The foot goes after the body.
Yeah, exactly.
But can't he do it that a man has 4 amas? He jumps over from one place to another, 4 amas, and then another 4 amas.
Okay, anyway, the Mishnah continues on that according to the Tzvaitam Neumar, Ablaze says you get shtaim yikonis. Freitimor batani Ablaze oimer achas yikonis, shtaim lo yikonis. The same Reb Lezer of our Mishnah that says that as long as you're within 2 amas, you can get back in. The same Reb Lezer says within 1 ama you can get back in. B'shtaim lo yikonis. It's like shves the chasira. So what they kasha? Had oker chod v'komatarti, had oker tarti v'komatlas. In other words, the two shtayims in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, you have to read them differently. The shtayim in our Mishnah means that he's still within the shtayim. He's 1.5, he's 1.8, he's 1.99 amis within, outside the tchum. He's outside the tchum, but he's only 1.8 amis outside the tchum. Not more than 2. Oh, Sister Blaise, you can go back. The price of which it says, the shtayim leikonis means that he went a full 2 amis outside the tchum. Once he had full 2 amis outside the tchum, meaning that he's already towards the 2.1, towards the 3, then he's not allowed to go back anymore. It's nochmal. So the Gemara Kasha, the Oker Chod v'Komatarti. Our Mishnah is talking about he's already left 1. He's already now 1.5, but he's within the second Amma. The second, the Bryce that you brought is, the Oker Tati already finished the 2, the Komatlas, and he's already moving towards 3. In other words, already 2.1, 2.2.
What if he's exactly at 2?
The Gemara doesn't address it. So the Gemara of Artanya, but have yet another brayser. Even if he's only 1 ama outside, he cannot return. And you said at least 2, like the Tanakama. And this is Reb Lezer speaking. That's talking about a person that was measuring. What means he's measuring? What does that mean? That means that a person is stuck outside of his tchum, outside of his ear. If you remember, we had earlier on in an earlier Mishnah, if a person is stuck and he doesn't know of any tree and he doesn't know of a geder, he doesn't know of anything, and he's in the middle of a wilderness, he can go and walk 2,000 amas. How can I walk 2,000 amas? I don't have a measuring stick. Even if I had, I wouldn't be able to carry. There's no Erev. What he could do is he could walk 2,000 amas beinonios, meaning he should go and walk the normal gait of a normal person. What happens if he taka does that? He's very careful. 1, 2, 3, and he's now up to 1,998, 1,999, 2,000, and the 2,000 ends exactly 1 ama before his shtetl. He said, 1 ama off. Maybe I could jump over the ama. Maybe it's a game of spring. It's only 1 ama, 4 ama. No, Zutra Blaze, even if you're only 1 ama outside, sorry, you're stuck. By a moidet that walked the full 2,000 amas, there is no additional 2,001, 2,002, 2,003. No, no, no. Once you hit 2,000, you're stuck there. You can't go further until, of course, like Barry said, until the person will have to eventually relieve himself and use the Beis HaKiseh. Then he'll be able to go in, but until that point, he's going to be stuck there. Even if the Mida ends in the middle of a cave, in the middle of a tunnel. So I would think, at least I have the whole Ma'ara. No, you're stuck exactly. We had to fill in the middle of a Chotzer. You can go that half a Chotzer, you can't go, but wherever it ends, that's where it ends. Okay, final Mishnah of the Perigs of the Mishnah. Misha Hechshik. A person who, after on Friday night, it became choshech, and he's outside the tchum, even 1 ama, lo yikonis, he cannot go in because he's outside the tchum. Ken nishirange. If Shimonoi mafilu chameishas reyamis yikonis, you have up to 15 amis. Shein ameshuchois mematzin es hamidois mepnei hatoyin. Because when they made the original measurement, in many towns, even today, if you go to Monroe, if you go to Kiryas Yoel, you see when you come out of Kiryas Yoel, there is a sign, Ad Kan Hu Eirev. I'm not sure if they're referring to the Eruv HaChatzeres or they're referring to Eruv Yitzchumen, but they Ad Kan Eirev. Other places say Ad Kan HaTchum, but you can't go beyond that. So in the Jewish towns and cities, they would have such a sign that this is the Tchum ends over here, so you should know not to go further. Says Reb Shimon, even if you went further, you still have 15 Amos grace period. Why do you have the 15 Amos grace period? Because the people that are measuring are not so medactic than the Chazacha Yekis. They're more chassidish, and so therefore they are concerned that somebody's going to be. He's going to be thinking about the Orachaim Kudish on the Parsha or on the Daf whilst he's walking, and they say, hey, where did I go? Oh, I passed the Tchum Shabbat when he's stuck over here. So they get always left you with a leeway of an additional 15 Amos. Now the question is, Vos Epis 15 Amos, where did the 15 Amos come from? So the two Pshatim and Rashi. First Pshat and Rashi is Lav Dafke says, well, hey, there's a 15 Amos, maybe even 16 or 18, maybe 12. In other words, he's just throwing out a number. It's Lav Dafke. However, the second Rashi says, no, it's 15 Amos Dafke. We'll see the Rashi in a moment, where the 15 Amos Dafke come from. But the point is that when they made the measures and they set up the borders and say, the Tchum ends over here, they did leave you another 15 Amos. Now it's in Mnei HaToyin, Vuzen the Toyin. So Timor HaTonim Mnei Toyei Amida. People that made a mistake, meaning that they went beyond the Tchum by accident, and then they say, oh, what did I do? So therefore they always, although it says this is Adchan Tchum Shabbos, it's really another few feet, and they added on another 15 Amos. Where does this 15 Amos come from? So let's look at the Rashi. Rashi makes Machta Shayne Cheshbin. Look, four lines before the end of the perek in Rashi, Mepnei Hatoyin, beginning of the line, Mepnei Toyin Amida, Shein Makinim Es Hasimen. They didn't see the sign. Upam Maholchem LaHalon Mimenu VeChoizrin. They went beyond and they returned. V'Lavadatai. They weren't even thinking. They were spaced out. So then we gave another 15 feet, 15 amis leeway. Lishnachron of Loishem Mativ. That what? The Davka Tesvav Noka. Rashi the Davka because three lines earlier said Lav Davka. Now he's saying the Davka Tesvav. The Toyamida Hain Hameshuchois Hakoivin Hatchumen. These, we're not talking about the people that are making a mistake that are spaced out. We're talking about the measurers themselves are Toyamida. What does that mean? Vimla Kamon Beketim Abrin Ein Moiden El Bechevel Shel Hamishim Ar. When they measured the 2,000 Amis, how did they measure it? By using a rope of 50 Amis. We had this already before, in case you had to go over a crater or a valley, but you have to go down, or you go across. So that's such a chevel of chamishim amma. Okay, now to get, if you're using a chevel of chamishim amma, how many times will you have to use it for 2,000 Amis? You're going to have to use it 40 times, right? 40 times 50 comes out roughly 2,000. Okay, so arbaim chavolim yesh le'alpaim, 40 times you'll use a chevel for 2,000 Amis. Each chevel that you're measuring, you have to deduct from that the two holdings on to the two sides, because you have two measurers. You have Yankel on one side, and you got Beryl on the other side, and each one is holding it. How much do they hold in their hand? He holds it with his whole hand, and there's a shtickle which is sticking out. So therefore, the achiza is a tefah v'chatzi etzva. Okay. Now, since we're doing this 40 times, and we're doing it on the two sides of the chevel, so 40 times 2 gives us 80 tefachim. And since it's sticking out as a chatzi etzva, and we're doing that again, 80 times a chutzi etzva, 80 times a chutzi etzva is going to get you to 40 etzbois. Says Rashi, Hari pei tvachim, you have 80 tvachim. Again, how do you have 80 tvachim? Because for each time you're measuring, you have two tvachim right and left. You're doing this 40 times, therefore you have 80 tvachim. And then you have 40 etzbois. Aha. Okay, so now let's think about this for a minute. How much is 40 etzbois? There are 4 etzbois to a tefach. four etzbois to a tefach. So how many tefachim do I have? Rashi, etzbois, so oilin liyotvachim. Now I have 10 tefachim. So I take the 10 tefachim, I add it to the 80 tefachim. 80 plus 10 is 90 tefachim. Since there are 6 tefachim in every amma, if I divide 6 into 90, I get 15. Haritishim tefachim, shein chomish esay ammas. So therefore, the reward of Reb Shimon is not lavdav, it's daka dafka. You're entitled to 15 more ammas. Hadlach mishay to you, hadlach mishay to you. Case Mabinessa or